Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. Tom Callahan here with you. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And in that Twitter bio, you will find the link to our Talking Puck Discord. We welcome all fans, all teams to be a part of the hockey chatter that is on there. It's fun, it's good natured, and we just like to talk about the game, just like I do here on this podcast. So if you're interested, we ask, hey, please join. Give us a follow. And if you like the podcast, subscribe as well. All right, I want to get into today's topic relatively quickly here. And this one, look, there's two sides to every coin in a regular season. Well, this is a shortened season. 56 games worth of sprint, if you will, as opposed to the marathon of 82. Maybe this one's more of a mid-paced jog as opposed to a sprint, but you got to keep your pace up. And it's been interesting to see people talking, whether it's on social media, in the actual media, about being able to keep up for teams and how teams can drop out or have a resurgence within a week or two. And look, I'm going to start this off by saying every single team has the same parameters. Everybody is dealing with the possibility of getting COVID in their locker room, I'll just say, and having to miss games because of it, and it compacting their schedule even further. I still don't believe at the end of the day everybody's going to play every single game this year. I think we're going to end up figuring it all out by win percentage. It might only be a couple games off, but you may have teams that end up a couple games short of the 56 that they were scheduled to play this year. And that's just the way it is. I think we've all accepted that as part of doing business, to coming back to play. It's interesting, though, to me, when fans complain about things either going off the rails quickly or reigniting themselves for other teams. Obviously, you wouldn't complain about that for your own team. And the schedule's so compressed. It's so short, you know, back-to-back against some of the low-level teams is unfair. Look, everybody plays the same number of teams. You get your equal shots at the Buffalo Sabres and Ottawa Senators as much as you get your equal shots at anyone else in that division. You're all playing the same time. So you have to capitalize on that. Hopefully, you don't run into a weaker team when it's on a hot streak. But then again, maybe that weaker team on a hot streak is turning into a stronger team. I really believe, even in a 56-game season, that everything works itself out pretty much how it should. There will be some teams close to the cut line. But at the beginning of the year, and I'll use Chicago as the current example, they've gone 1-6 in their last seven. They're plummeting out of the race. Columbus has eclipsed them for fourth. I look at Chicago. I didn't think these guys were a playoff team to begin with. Missing Jonathan Toews. Really don't have a goaltender. I'm not convinced Malcolm Subban's the guy, although he's played well in stretches this year. I think they still need a starter. And, of course, missing Captain Sirius is a big deal for the Hawks. Well, now, after playing, I'll just say maybe above where I think they might have for a good stretch, and they were in the playoffs, now all of a sudden you're believing, right? Well, when you drop 6 of 7 and you're heading towards a trade deadline, now you've got a weird decision to make. You were probably going to be a seller. You might have been a stand pat team. But now do you buy? Do you try to go after it? All these teams are going to run into these situations. Vancouver, are they going to be in or out? Are they going to make a run? Are they going to stay with it? The fourth spot in the West, which, you know, what about Minnesota? What about St. Louis? These teams go hot and cold. I think Colorado and Vegas are in the top two. And then, you know, you look at even in the Central, again, talking about Chicago, but who knows what's going to happen there? There's just so many question marks. Calgary, are they finally going to snap in with a new coach and get it going under Daryl Sutter? Who knows? But within the confines of a short season, I think whatever happens is what would happen in the first place. I don't believe that back-to-backs against the same team are what's going to kill your season. I don't believe that even when you play four in a row against a team, which we've seen clubs do this year, I don't think that that kills your team, because you were going to play those games at some point. And you were going to run into that team, and you were going to have to, you know, take care of business one way or the other. I don't think, and I'm not going to believe, that because of this season's setup, it favors somebody else. It's an unfair advantage to one team over another. No. The NHL has the haves and the have-nots. And we kind of knew who was who coming into the season with some debate. But this is how it's playing out right now. So it's not unexpected for most teams. I know there's always someone who puts on that bit of a surprise run, but this is how we pretty much saw it playing out, with a couple exceptions out there. So that's just my soapbox for today. I just don't believe there's an unfair advantage based on the compact schedule or the nature of the scheduling this season. And I think we're going to see that bear itself out all the way through to when we start the Stanley Cup playoffs. All right, that's today's Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Also, please check out Talking Puck TV, Mike Haynes and I, on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And again, we're trying to work out the Wednesday scheduling here. If we're going to do the midweek show, we'll keep you posted on that. Please follow us on Twitter at Talking Puck TV, and you can follow me at Callahan on air as well. Thanks, everybody. Take care. We'll talk to you next time.